Honorable Louise Upston, Minister for Disability Issues, 1 September 2026. Foundational legislation strengthens support. Producers note, this document shows the logo of Aotearoa, New Zealand government, with the official coat of arms of New Zealand, Te Tohu Pakanga or Aotearoa, on the right. The coat of arms symbol features a central quartered shield flanked by Zealandia, a Pākehā woman and a Māori Rangatira chief topped with a crown. To the left of the coat of arms is text, New Zealand Government, Te Kauanatanga or Aotearoa. This document was produced as a single audio file primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on 31 August 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomms.nz followed by /in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Foundational legislation strengthens support. The voice of the disability community is reflected in Disability Support Services legislation, which passed its final reading in Parliament today. Minister for Disability Issues Louise Upston says the new legislative framework for DSS will be crucial in delivering improved support for thousands of New Zealanders who rely on it. This is an important piece of legislation which helps strengthen support for disabled people and those who care for them. Our opportunity now is to continue making further improvements, Louise Upston says. I again acknowledge the disability community and the Social Services and Community Select Committee for their input to the recent process. As a direct result of their feedback, important changes agreed to by the House include making the overall intent in representing the current state of disability support services clearer. This includes clarity about the role of families and better recognizing the importance of choice, safety and dignity. The legislation explicitly makes it clear that the government, through DSS, will continue to support families by contributing to care for disabled people. The legislation makes it clear disabled people will have a stronger voice in future decisions. It explicitly requires formal consultation through disabled people's representative organizations on future support programs. Addressing concerns around the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and Enabling Good Lives, the legislation now reflects the language of the UNCRPD and the EGL principles. As Minister, I recognize that the intent of the bill as first presented wasn't as clear as it should have been. Through the Select Committee process and community submissions, we heard this and we have acted. This legislation is important because Disability Support Services has been operating without a legal framework. It reflects the way DSS already works. It does not change current eligibility, entitlements or support, or introduce income or asset testing where it is not currently used. It will improve consistency, fairness, transparency and sustainability, building on our work after the 2024 independent review. Over the past 2 years, our government has taken urgent action to introduce a nationally consistent assessment process, stabilize its services, improve its financial sustainability, and give people more choice and control over flexible funding. We have also committed to $2.1 billion in additional funding through successive budgets, which means DSS now has more ongoing funding to support disabled people than ever before. There are more improvements needed, and we will soon begin consulting on a carers package, Louise Upston says. Relevant link: aicomms.nz/1234. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 31st of August 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320 4173. Email info@aicomms.co.nz. Website www.aicomms.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.